The book of Isaiah, as you look at that slide, and all of its doctrine was believed and trusted by Jesus, Paul, John, Luke, Peter, and the early church. In the next slide, I want to go through the 10 key doctrines that we find. And I want you to think of what this study can do for you. Since Jesus completely trusted this book of Isaiah, so can we. And that means we can believe and understand the vast amount of authoritative doctrines that are contained in Isaiah. And you say, what are those authoritative doctrines? Well, number one, you see on the slide, Isaiah is an example of how the Bible quotes itself and affirms itself. So if you look up, I'm going to keep these over here on this side panel and keep referring to them. Why is Isaiah so vital? Because it was widely quoted. Now, the first reason why I believe the Bible is Jesus believed it. But the second reason I believe it is because the writers of the scripture totally believed that they were preaching and declaring and recording the word of God. So Isaiah is the most widely utilized book of the Old Testament in the New Testament, which is a constant reminder of the inspiration of Scripture. So Isaiah affirms for us inspiration. And remember, inspiration is the bedrock doctrine. It says in Romans that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. If you don't believe the Bible, how can you know that you have salvation? Because salvation is based on, as James said, receiving the implanted Word of God. What's the Word of God? The Word of God is what Jesus believed, and that's what you hold in your hand, and what the apostles and prophets, what the prophets wrote and the apostles quoted as they wrote the scriptures. Well, the next slide, number two, of the top 10 key reasons why Isaiah is so important to study, it's the salvation book of the Old Testament. Now, as you think about that, what do I mean, salvation book of the Old Testament? Well, statistically, if you study Isaiah, it contains more references to the doctrine of salvation than any other Old Testament book. Now, the word, the actual word salvation, that word occurs 33 times in the writing of the prophets. But of these, 26 of the 33 are in Isaiah. So not only inspiration, but salvation. And when salvation is described 26 of the 33 times that it's by name described in the Bible, all in one place, you know you've kind of hit the gold mine, the mother lode. You've found the rich vein of doctrine about salvation. And there's so many incredible verses about salvation. If you want to just look in Isaiah with me, look at Isaiah 1. Isaiah 1, and most of these, of course, I have them all marked and highlighted in my Bible, but it says in Isaiah, it talks about how we are, well, in verse 3, we don't know our master. We aren't following him. But the solution is in verse 18, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. And haven't you often heard this verse over the years as you've studied the Bible, been in church, heard about salvation? Verse 18, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be as wool. See, salvation, God's desire to make us cleansed and forgiven and right with Him and secure, is so beautifully described in Isaiah. Keep going to chapter 12 in your Bibles, Isaiah 12. And it says, verse 2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength. He has also become my salvation. Now look at verse 3. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. I especially like that verse because, let's see, this is October. So 9 months and about a week and a half ago. So 9 months and 1.5 weeks ago, I was laying strapped down, totally conscious in this operating room, and they were running a pipe up my arm and going in to repair my heart. Now, if you've ever had a stent put in your heart or had any type of work like that done, it's unbelievable to be alive and to be looking at this wall-sized monitor where you're seeing your own heart and you can see this foreign device coming through your veins and going into your beating heart. I mean, it was just a remarkable. I would suggest it for everybody because it makes you realize how fragile you are, how temporal we are, and how great. Look at verse 3. Is the wells of salvation. That's actually the verse I just kept repeating over and over in my mind because I thought, wow, either I'm going to come out of here with my heart repaired or else I'm going to be stepping in for the first moment of my life into heaven and seeing everything I've read about my whole life. Now, there's two things I'd like to encourage you from Isaiah 12:3. Number one, if you were dying today, do you know for sure you have the well of salvation? Do you have hope in Christ? Number two, if you're laying on an operating table or in an ER somewhere or in some accident trapped in your car, do you have verses memorized in your heart and mind that you can draw on, draw with joy, draw the water from the wells of salvation? That's the benefit of Bible study that leads to verse memorization that gives the great joy of meditation. You have to study in order to memorize, and you have to memorize in order to meditate. What a blessing, look at your slides, that this is the salvation book of the Old Testament, and we're going to cover that off.